Good morning, good evening, good day to you. Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. Today you find myself and Anna sat in a football stand.
I mean, it goes from the sublime to ridiculous, doesn't it, with you and I? We love a random location, but this one's got a chair and it's dry.
Well, we have done the big tour of Glossop in previous episodes of our podcast, because that's where I live. We've done a park, we've done Norfolk Square with the pigeons, we've walked down the high street, we've sat on concrete floor, we've sat outside the League of Gentlemen title sequence bench.
Do you remember when I spotted a cow?
And now we're in Glossop North End Football Club. The guys have kindly let us attempt some kind of a penalty shootout because we are doing an episode all about goal setting for good when it comes to weight loss. Can you see what we did there?
I mean, this has taken me out of my comfort zone, and then again, it's like it's taken my comfort zone and flown it to Australia.
Yes. Look, on this podcast, we're always about trying new things, trying different things, having a bit of fun, because losing weight should be fun. It should not be a chore. So today we're going to talk about goal setting. Just in case you don't know, in imminent time, the World Cup in Qatar is about to kick off.
Oh, like what you did there?
Yeah, I've got all the puns today, people. So that's why we're talking about goals and football and stuff. But it's, you know, got lots of different meanings. And goal setting is something that I've wrestled with. I have loved, I've hated, and I've found a kind of healthier relationship with.
Yeah, goal setting is such an interesting thing. It's very deep for a lot of people and can be something that's really positive if it's done really well. But something that, if you're not careful, can be quite... what's the word I'm looking for? Destructive. So this is all about how to get good goal setting in place.
Okay, well, we are going to get into our best of five. You see what we did there? Penalty shootout, best of five. Tips for goal setting. But in the meantime, we're going to hand over to our inbox. Let's find out what's hip-hop happening over there.
Hello, Anna and Claire, and all of you wonderful podcast people. Here are your new voicemail messages.
Hello, lovely podcast ladies. My name is Jill Ratcliffe and I attend Jane Sigley's group in Guidebridge, Tameside, Manchester. I'm a Diamond Target member and I've never missed an episode of your podcast, so it gives me great pleasure to say, cue the ukuleles.
Ah, thank you so much, Jill. Thank you for your enthusiasm. If you would like to get in contact with us, we are at Slimming World Podcast on the Instagram. And actually, this week, you will be able to see all the photos and the videos of our visit to Glossop North End. Thank you very much to Chris behind the scenes for helping us organise all of this. In fact, we also have got to wear the home and away full Glossop kit.
I mean, that's something that I don't think I'll ever see repeated in history, me in a football kit. But they are very comfortable, actually. Nice athleisure wear.
Yes, and you know, we must say something now that they smelt beautiful.
They smell amazing. Like, I want the person who does the laundry here to do my laundry because that smell was insane.
It was absolutely beautiful. And yeah, we went in the dressing rooms and we, you know, apparently the guys are training here tonight. So we saw all the shirts hanging up. It has been amazing. We will end our podcast with some little audio outtakes of us attempting our shootout. But you can go and watch our penalty shootout on our Instagram page. So anyway, back to Slimming World, weight loss. So, I mean, this is a podcast where, you know, we've been doing it for like, what, 4 years?
I was looking this morning and just thinking, wow, when did it start? And it's 4 years.
We started in my kitchen 4 years ago, just before Christmas. And we wanted to kind of find a way to help people who were struggling on their own or, you know, bumbling their way through weight loss and help them feel like they're less alone. And, you know, with the way that we've lost 4 or 5 stone, you know, each, is that we've kind of connected through some, well, that's been our way, and Anna's a consultant and I'm a member, and we have done this rodeo many times. So if you're someone sat at home thinking, I've tried weight loss, I really can't stick at it, then, you know, maybe you can get some solace from our podcast, and there's a whole host of back catalogues. If you are a member, you also get bonus members as well, which you can get on the Slimming World members area. So let's talk about goal setting then. So I came up with this best of five kind of rough titles. Should we start with number one?
I mean, best place to start, I often
start
think.
Start at the very beginning. So the number one I put here is set goals that matter.
Yes.
And this is where I think, you know, I said about that love-hate relationship. I was a chronic overachiever. Do you know, like, I would just want to get every goal, every certificate, every sticker that I could get on my hands. But sometimes I realised when I got those things, I didn't feel happy. I didn't feel like that kind of sense of relief. I was just like, well, now what?
Yeah, because you're always looking for the next one to achieve, weren't you? I see this with a lot of people. Like, it's getting motivation and inspiration from something other than that shiny sticker or knowing why that's important to you. I meet a lot of people who... their goal is something set by someone else. So, you know, like you saying, it matters. If you've created your own goal, that's yours, that's your why. But if you come because the doctor's told you to, or someone says, you know, they want you to lose weight, that's not that inspiring, is it? But when you've chosen it and it's your personal thing, like, I want to get fitter, I want to get into this swimming costume, or, you know, I want to be able to paint my own toenails, that's very specific and therefore is more likely to keep you motivated.
See, I'm kind of like thinking where we're sat at the moment, you know, overlooking the football pitch. Lovely plane. What would these podcasts be without a plane?
They just follow us around, don't they?
They do. So, like, we're looking at a football pitch. A football pitch is all about, like, football is about numbers, goals, it's about points. You know, everything is about number related. But yeah. I think when it comes to life, what I've learned is I have kind of made myself think about a fixed number by a fixed date, yeah, and anything other than that absolute number and getting it by that date was a failure.
Exactly.
And in reality, like, that's not really the way, like, it just wasn't really healthy for me. I started to think about, you know, what I want my identity to be. I think we talked about this in previous podcasts. Actually, that the aim for me is to be a fit, healthy, active person, not to always be 10 stone 8.765 every single day for the rest of my life. That's not really achievable.
And it's the pressure that puts on you, doesn't allow you to enjoy where you've got to. It always makes you think you should have done better, or you need to do more, or this isn't okay. And it's actually saying, why is that number important to me, and what does that number actually mean? Because you could be that number but be the most unhappy person in the world, couldn't you?
Yeah.
So it's really thinking about, where does the goal come from? I often think about, like, is it an outside force? Is it an internal force? Is it something you feel you should do? So you having meaning with that goal is the most important thing, and you knowing that that goal will give you happiness. So, you know, putting a lot of pressure on is not something that brings happiness, is it? Well, it hasn't in my life.
No.
Like, actually, the pressure is something that's made the journey so hard.
I suppose the other thing is, like, flipping it around, there was some research that someone will put out, I don't know, a few months ago or years ago, everything just blurs into
it
one
does,
since
it?
COVID times, where it talked about, like, being reasonably ambitious with your target.
100%.
Like, if you really go for it, then, you know, you're more likely to be successful. Sometimes we'll say, oh, I'll just try and lose 4 pounds now. And we're not really kind of bold enough to really go for what we want.
I see a lot in group people who set those really, really big goals, absolutely achieve them. They set those big goals, but they set lots of interims in between. But actually what they're setting out to do is saying, I am going to make a really bold change, and that's where I want to get to. And in order to make that happen, I have to set that as a place I know I want to get to. Because I think sometimes what fear does, I know it did to me, was, oh, Anna, just settle here, it will be okay. But that's not what I really want. So fear and my subconscious were going, oh, don't stretch yourself, you know, be realistic, Anna. And there's realism, and then there's that sense of failure, which I had, which stopped me really going for it. So I always would urge someone to really set for their dream, but make sure you've got the steps, the realistic, achievable how to get you there.
Number two is make yourself accountable.
Yes.
You know, I put here, like, a goal shared is easier. You know, getting support with your Slimming World group, get your family and your friends on board. I think the difference, so this is my fifth time of going at Slimming World, and the reason that the weight loss is sticking and it's staying off is I made a decision this time round to go to weigh-in, to go to group, no matter what had happened.
Yeah.
If I'd fallen off the wagon, if I knew I was going to have a gain even after holidays, I would still go to group no matter what. And that accountability, that, you know,
huge.
And having that connection, like, with other people, I think is really important. That there's so many years where I struggled, you know, behind the closed doors with that kind of shame at feeling big and I wasn't able to do it and I was stuck and I will always be this way. But actually, when you go and you hear other people are feeling similar and going through similar thoughts, it makes a huge difference.
And I think what you've also said in that goal is being realistic, and you've got there come what may, the good, the bad, the indifferent, but you made this commitment. And I remember seeing you in group, like literally putting it in your diary like it was going to be a dentist appointment, maybe a bit more enjoyable than that.
Make it a priority.
Yeah, and I think it's really important you know that a goal is going to take huge commitment. So if you really want a goal, you've got to make it happen and you've got to keep chipping away at it. I think where I see people struggle with their goals is they think, now I've said I'm going to do it, it's going to somehow happen. No, you have to keep that commitment to make it happen.
I suppose the other thing is, number three here, I've put, what's your language?
This is very, very important.
Yeah, when you have a setback, you know, not punishing yourself, getting back up and going out again. And I think previously I'd gone from that like kind of perfect kind of expectation of myself that I'm going to do a diet, restrict myself, and every week I will lose weight. And then when I get to my target, I will stay at this mythical fantasy number that I had set myself forever and I will be cured.
Yeah.
And in reality, I was hugely disappointed that didn't happen.
But it's that thing of watching how you speak to yourself when it doesn't go as beautifully as you want, or if there's a setback. Like, I will always say to people when they're setting goals, plan that there's going to be wobbles, plan that it's going to go really, really wrong, so that you don't then berate yourself.
Do you know what? Imagine right now, it's half time, you're in the dressing room, Glossop North End are 3-0 down, it's an important game, you know, they've got to get these points, they've got to get this big W. What are you as the manager saying to those people in the dressing room right now, Anna Mangan?
I'm going to say, do you know what? Don't think about this match. Think about long term. Think about having fun. Thinking about giving your very best at this moment. And don't worry about what's been. Let's concentrate on the future.
What small steps can we kind of get to get back up on, get the energy back? Because sometimes for me, like, just having one meal that I know I can come back to and then boom, I remember why I like doing it.
Having fun with it, enjoying it, getting to speak to the people around you, your fellow members, your online community, remembering why, just really looking at finding what you love about it. Is it food? Is it the activity? Is it talking to people around you? Really recognizing those bits that you love. Like for me, it's burger and chips. When I'm having a wobble, it's about getting a big juicy burger and some chips and some salad and some slaw. Look how excited I'm getting. I need me lunch.
So yeah, but you're right, because there's a lot of times you can, when I say like what's your language, it's the can'ts, it's the shoulds, it's the bad, good, off plan, on plan, like these kind of words that we start to kind of creep in, and you know, you just got to spot those
and really catch that tape that's playing in your head, because that's stopping you maybe achieving what you set out to do.
The fourth one is write it down. And I think we'd kind of both learnt this along the way, hadn't we? Like, you know, kind of filling out a bit of a full report card, because often when you lose weight, it's all about the numbers on the scales, which is fine. And it's one way of measuring your progress. 100%. But actually, there are lots of other ways, like your inches. I mean, you're obsessed with measuring your inches.
I mean,
along
I measure everything and anything, like a knee, a finger, anything I can get an inch loss.
Anything and everything. Steady on.
My hairline. Because I think it's really important that you don't just celebrate those numbers. They are really important. But actually, for me, achievement comes in much bigger forms and different forms than just that number on that scale. So writing it down, writing the goal of what I want to achieve, but, you know, progress and different goals, I think, is knowing there are different types of goals. So there's, I want to get faster at running, or I want to achieve that weight, or do you know what, I want to build up certain habits, or not have had this or done this. So it's really looking at what goals are best for you to set. Like for me, I'm much better at committing a habit I'm going to change, rather than saying I want to be that number. So actually saying, I know the habit I want to stick to is 5 to 15 sins per day. I know the habit I want to achieve is measuring my milk, getting my 1/3 speed, going to the gym 3 times, is much better than saying I need to lose £2 each week, for me personally, because I just go, oh no, that's scary. So again, it's finding your own goal, isn't it?
And if you're new to Slim World, sins, by the way, is part of the synergy of the plan. It just, you know, is for the things that are, how do you describe sins?
So anything that doesn't fit into a free food or a healthy extra would have a sin value.
Okay, So it means that you can have chocolate and cake and still lose weight with exactly. Slimming World, just so you know. I think like the idea around like new clothes, you know, watching the changes in your wardrobe, even like walking upstairs if you work in an office and maybe you used to always take the lift and you start walking the stairs. It's just those small things I make, I think. And the reason we say start tracking it now if you're just starting out.
So key.
Because you forget. And then on the days when you're having a bit of a wobble or maybe it's not quite like gone to like plan that week, you can remember the progress that you're making
and take photos as well. I would really say I've got a gorgeous member, she's about to turn 83 and she literally walks 2.2 miles to group, and now the speed she can do it in since she's lost nearly 2.5 stone is double than when she started. So really recognizing achievement and really celebrating all of those things along the way.
Number five is celebrate. So rewarding yourself along the way, not just when you've reached your goal. I definitely have punished myself many times with this. I've kind of done the, I'll be happy when, I'll celebrate when. And noticing this behaviour change. And I guess there were great ways to celebrate and maybe not so great. So how is it like kind of celebrating your behaviour change? Like maybe you've had a great loss that week. Don't go out and have a, you know, take away.
I often talk to my members about this, about celebrating success away from food and alcohol, because that's going back to an old habit, isn't it? Like you'd celebrate things like that. So is it actually about saying a new coat, a new dress, something like that, you know, putting money in a jar? I've got many members who put like pounds for pounds in jars, or just actually shouting from the rooftops and saying, look what I've achieved. Give yourself a clap, tell yourself how brilliant you are. But it's really important that these things are celebrated and remembered, because it's very easy to forget the goals you've achieved when you're only looking at the things you haven't achieved yet.
Yeah,
I'm really well, proud of that.
Well, exactly. And I think also, like, you know, I recognise one of the things that I used to do with food was very much an easy go-to. I would have it when I felt sad.
Yeah.
I would have it when I felt happy. You know, I would celebrate birthdays, anniversaries. I don't know, I'd commiserate breakups and everything with food and with drink. And I started to kind of look for other ways that I could celebrate, like you say, like, you know, getting your nails painted, having a haircut, changing your hair colour, you know.
Talking to a friend on the phone, having a really long bath, like all those things that you could do that give you joy that isn't in a situation of food or alcohol, for me was the only way I could make habit change, because I celebrated and commiserated everything with food. Well, everything in between as well.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, like thinking about football, you know, it's all about, like, if you look at, say, number four, we talked about writing it down, the report card. You know, there are all kinds of details. There isn't necessarily just the you know, who won, who lost in a football game. There's all the kind of how many corners, man of the match, you know, there's how many tackles, how many fouls, all that kind of stuff. You've got all these details. So stop kind of beating yourself up about one specific point. And the celebrations, you know, if you've just scored the greatest goal of your life, you know, and you're having a great season, you're not just going to go, oh, that was all right, wasn't it? And then carry on. You're going to like run around and skid on the floor and like, I don't know, put your shirt over your head or something. You've got to celebrate. So celebrate like, I don't know, Pele or someone.
Don't ask me for a football reference. Steven Gerrard, I know him. But you know what? Be your biggest cheerleader. Know what you're doing and know that you need that to be celebrated. So shout loud about it. I love watching football players when they run round and the whole team jumps on top of each other and they're like screaming and shouting. Watching my husband when he watches football, like cheering for the smallest thing. That with weight loss is really a brilliant thing.
And football is a shared thing,
isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? There's very few people who would kind of just watch their team on their own. It can be become a shared community kind of based thing. I've stood on the stand over the other side. We're in the sit down stands at the moment. We're in the posh bits, I think.
Yeah.
We feel like we're in the officials section.
There's a lot
but
of officials.
I've stood over there. You know, I've had a Diet Coke watching football. You can hear all kinds of things that they say on the pitch. But, you know, I've been here and supported the Hillman. It's just about kind of getting out and enjoying.
And that's like group, isn't it? Or having your team around you when you're trying to lose weight, because they will then cheer for you and cheer for those goals. And, you know, like we were talking about sharing those goals, telling the people around you when you've achieved them what you want to achieve so that they can really shout loud for you and remind you of them. Because sometimes we forget what the goals are because we don't want to remember what we're hoping to achieve because it feels too much. So keep reminding yourself of them.
Yeah. Well, we are going to attempt a penalty shootout on the Surrey Road pitch here. Hope the rain holds off.
I was actually
I'm getting in my pundit mode. I was looking at, like, you know, some kind of facts about the World Cup. England and Wales are in the same group of this World Cup, so sorry, Scotland and Northern Ireland listeners. But yeah, it's first time in Qatar, first time in Asia. It's a bit controversial, that. We're not going to get into the politics of that one. But Anna and I are going to do best of five in a penalty shootout. We don't know how bad we're going to be yet. But apparently, there have been 30 penalty shootouts in previous World Cups. The longest shootouts, they had to take six shots until they worked out one winner.
Really?
So hopefully we won't be that long. And only twice in World Cup history has a title been decided by penalty shootout.
You can feel that tension with a penalty shootout, can't you? That excitement, that, like,
Do you know, World Cups, they didn't have penalty shootouts until 1978. That's also a fact that I learned.
I didn't know that.
Can you see, I did a lot of notes here that I need to slip in. And good old Hillman, who we are in the ground off here. Their little tagline, get this right, they are the smallest town ever to have had a team in the top division in English football.
Really?
Do you know when that was?
Before 1808. We were born.
1899, actually. Yes. So, we have to say a thank you. I borrowed number nine's kit. To wear
shorts.
Today. Number one shorts.
Yes.
She's got the goalie shorts, and we found some goalie gloves. So thank you very much to the goalie and number nine, whoever that may be, for Glossop North End. Is there anything else that we would like to talk about to do with goals? I think we've done all our football talk that we can hopefully fit in.
If you're scared of setting goals, go out and do it.
What can you achieve in next 90 minutes? You could do a food plan. You could do your menu for the week. You could do a food shop.
You could do an online activity video. You could literally set out all your wishes, your dreams, your hopes, your fitness plan. There is a plethora of things you could do in the next 90 minutes. How many speed-free vegetables could you get within your next 7-day meals?
90 minutes with a cup of tea. You could read the book again as if you were a first-timer.
Oh, my gosh. You could read the whole pack.
You could go and look at the blog right now and get lost in a load of blog website posts.
You could go and listen to three of our back catalogue.
Yeah, some of them
yeah,
are...
Some of yeah. them, yeah. yeah. You could go and... Yeah. Do lots of
go
things.
For a walk.
You could go for a walk. You could go for a run.
You could go get a football and have an attempt at kicking the ball. We did a little bit of a warm up earlier, and it's a lot of running.
I mean, I was shocked at how big it is. The pitch that is, like, yeah. I mean, football, I like watching. Is what I've decided.
Well, with that in mind, we will roll the ukuleles for the credits. Do come and check us out at Slimming World Podcast. And if you are curious about this Slimming World stuff, go check out the website, slimmingworld.co.uk. Maybe find a group near you. There's also online membership. And see whether that could be the thing that might get you going if you're new to this rodeo. Once the music's finished in a moment, you can hear the outcome of what on earth happened when we attempted a penalty shootout.
Bye for now.
You having a little practice, Claire? Come on, Claire. Oh, come on, Anna. You got this.
Come on.
Anna. Anna. Woo! Come on, Mangan. Yeah! It's won! Come on, Claire, you got this. Hit that goal. Oh, oh, oh! Claire, come on. You're the sporty one.
What do you mean?
None.
Out of how many? Three.
Three. Yeah. So this is number four.
I've got to score this.
Oh, you've lost.
Oh, no, I've got to score this and the...
And the, yeah.
Oh, my God, the pressure.
Oh, 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 you've lost. Oh, Claire.
Winner! Winner!
Winner!